We need to determine how an immovable line and a circle physically respond when they collide. Simple real-world observation tells us that if an air hockey puck is traveling with a velocity I and hits a wall, then it will reflect and have a new velocity r. See figure. Note that we approximate a zero speed loss from the collision, which is only approximately true. Thus, I and r have the same magnitude, only the direction changes. So our task at hand is, given the incoming velocity I, to compute the reflected velocity r. To do this, let us again examine the figure. The figure shows four cases that correspond to the four edges off of which the puck can bounce. When the puck bounces off the left or right edge, we notice that the difference between I and r is simply that the vector x components are opposite. Therefore, to reflect off the left or right edge, we just negate the x component of I to get r. Similarly, when the puck bounces off the top or bottom edge, we notice that the difference between I and r is simply that the vector y components are opposite. Therefore, to reflect off the top or bottom edge, we just negate the y component of I to get r.